What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show in the Coach's Corner with Coach Jim Less of the UC Davis Aggies, with big game tomorrow against the Fullerton Titans, coming up at home tomorrow for their Black History Celebration tomorrow night. Coach Less, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you for the first time on the show, man.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be on.
Yes, sir. Coach, you know, this wild coaching profession that you're in and that we all love, man. You've been here since 2011. Talk about that, man, and how crazy times have gotten. You had a job this long with one place with the administration has your back, and you don't have to worry about someone going to be short all the time. Well, other coaches have to in this business.
Well, I'm blessed to be at an unbelievable university. UC Davis is the fifth or sixth best public school in the country, depending on which poll you look at. It's a beautiful part of Northern California. We have a beautiful campus, and I'm surrounded by just great people and great leadership. So it's been a blessing for me and my family to be a part of this university now for 13 years. And as you said, in the coaching profession, that doesn't happen all the time. And so feel very fortunate to be at this institution. And you know, one of my main driving forces with coaching is being able to mentor these young men, you know, 18 to 22 year old, young men who are at a crucial point in their life, and to feel like you have some impact in the direction and how they, you know, formulate their thoughts and actions and habits. That's really what motivates me. And I love being in the office, being in the gym, and being around these young people every day. It keeps me young.
I hear that, Coach. No doubt, man. And Coach, I'm asking this, Coach, last time. When did you get the bug to want to coach? You know, I know you was a player. You played, got drafted by Atlanta Hawks here. They waved you, but you came back in the 94, 95 year. At what point in your basketball career did you decide you want to get into coaching and give back in this matter?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was the true, as a player, kind of the vagabond. You know, I was just year over year, just fighting, scratching, clawing to hang on and stay in the league. But I always felt like I had to be a student of the game. I wasn't as athletic, big, quick, fast as a lot of the guys I was trying to compete against. So I always felt I had to know the game a little bit better. And so I really studied the game. I studied our coaches. I studied back then. Film wasn't as prominent as it is today, but it was starting to emerge. So I immersed myself in studying film and just trying to be, you know, a true student of the game. And I think one, when I got out of playing and finally retired, and I was 33 at the time, I was like, I needed a break from basketball because I'd been traveling. It was tough on our family, you know, not necessarily knowing where you're going to be year in and year out. But after about 3 or 4 years of being in the private sector, I was given an opportunity to be an assistant coach with the WNBA Sacramento Monarchs here in Northern California. And that was the first, you know, entree into coaching and kind of giving back and seeing if all that knowledge I had attained, if I was able to communicate that. And I was blessed to be around some unbelievable players, Ruthie Bolton Holyfield and Yolanda Griffith, some of the best women's players in the world who ended up representing the USA in the Olympics. And it was at that time, spending time with them, being at practice, they were coachable, they were working hard. And it was like, hey, you know what? The game's been good to me. This is my opportunity to give back to the game and help some players achieve their goals like so many had helped me.
100% coach, like you said, you know, now my dad was a coach too, so I kind of respect. My dad's 84 years old. He still charts games. They, I watch a game with him, ask me about actions, off ball actions. What are you seeing, son? I'm like, Dad,
you can't get it out of our system. Once it's in there, it's in there forever. Yeah. I love it.
I'm like, I just want to spot the game with Dad. I ain't trying to talk shop today, man, but my dad loves it like that, man. He really does love it. And coach, that's for you, man. I feel like, for you, how have you seen college kids change from 2011 at UC Davis, 2 years at Bradley, before this? But how have you seen kids change over 20 years of coaching in D1 basketball?
You know, it's changed quite a bit. You know, it's one, social media has changed. You know, the perceptions of the game, and just, you know, I think there's so much attention on these young people, and with attention comes pressure. So I think, you know, kids are under a lot of pressure now because everything is videoed and everything is cameraed, and you know, you gotta have your workout out on social media. You gotta have, you know, just all those things that you're trying to get likes and trying to get attention. So, you know, the biggest thing is what we try and do is just stay to the grassroots of basketball, and that's, hey, let's get in the gym, let's roll up our sleeves, let's work, and let's work on the fundamentals. And, you know, it's not necessarily going to be pretty for the camera. It's not going to be something that's going to get wows on social media, but just the old-fashioned philosophy of we're going to dribble it better, pass it better, shoot it better than most. And if we do that, good things are going to happen. So I do think there's way more distractions than like when you and I were growing up, way more distractions. And I think now there's so many people in these student athletes' ears about, hey, do it this way, do it that way. And I think as a coach, it's always a challenge just to keep them centered on, hey, you know what? We as a coaching staff want what's best for you. We want to put you in a position to be successful. Trust us. And in order to get that trust, I think we've got to build really strong relationships, which we spend a lot of time with our guys off the floor, building a relationship that is based on trust, and it's based on a high level of communication. And I think once you have that, then you can get on the floor and go, hey, you know, and I know you're getting it maybe from different angles, but trust me that I've been there, I've done that, and we can help put you in a position to be successful and reach your goals. But the distractions are way more today than they were, you know, 13 years ago or even 22 years ago when I first started coaching.
100% coach, because I got out of school in 2003. There was no Facebook. I got out of school. It was on Facebook. I got out of school. So it's like, yeah, man, it has changed so much, coach. And also, I feel like now with the transfer portal, NIL, you have to kind of always recruit your guys the whole time, or have they play very well, those are above the Big West level, go try to hit them up. Why are you all there on your team, which is, blows my mind. So it's just like, it's just a whirlwind right now, Coach, how you deal with on and off the floor with guys now.
Yeah, it is. You know, and we talk a lot about this with our staff. You know, the landscape of college basketball, college athletics has completely changed. And you, the portal and the NIL, those impact us. But we still can't change who we are and kind of what our core values of our program is. We've traditionally find, you know, we have found the under-recruited student athlete who loves the game, who works at the game, who wants to get better. We brought them in here. We've worked with them. They've gotten better within our program, and they've grown. And now the reality, as you know, is, and I've got coaching friends all over the country that tell me, you know, just so you know, we're watching your roster. We're watching your stats. And, you know, there's guys we like. And that's just a reality for us now. And I think we're building relationships with kids. And sometimes, you know, Elijah Pepper, who's our best player, is the 15th leading scorer in the country. He's averaging 21 points a game. He scored over 2,000 points. He was a guy last year that was highly recruited by many high major universities and had NIL opportunities. And he loved it here. He wanted to graduate from UC Davis. He wanted to see our program through to his final days of attempting to win a championship, which we're on the cusp of at least being in the hunt to do that. So I think you'll get special kids that want to stay and want to continue to build and be a part of this because they're comfortable. But I also know we're going to grow and develop kids, and they're going to leave because the – you know, sometimes they think the grass is greener on the other side, and that's okay too. But we're not going to change our core values from what we do and how we run our program. And, you know, it's just I don't know what the future holds. I don't necessarily like what college basketball, college athletics is going through, but I do know it's just something we've got to deal with.
And Coach Les, you have a roster full of international guys, which is kind of fun as well. So blending all those backgrounds together, diversity of backgrounds. So how fun of it is having international guys on the roster and them learning from each other and just getting to learn and getting to see them all be unified together as one.
Well, it's amazing what a blessing that's been. One, as I said, we're an elite academic institution, so we draw, you know, some really quality student athletes from all over the world. And like I said, California is a destination. People want to live here. We're in a beautiful part of the world. And these young men that are coming from all different backgrounds and countries come in with a really high pedigree, not only in basketball, but also academically. And what that's done for me as a coach is, boy, I've really gotten to learn a lot about different people, different cultures. These guys speak multiple languages when they come in there. So not only have I grown in my knowledge of the world and trying to continually learn, but I think it's been great for the culture of our team because we're understanding how other walks of life live and some of their belief systems and some of their cultural identities that we wouldn't necessarily know about. And traditionally we've taken a foreign trip every 4 years, and we have a young man from Croatia. So last year we were able to go back to Croatia, and it was amazing being able to experience his culture back in his hometown, and his family embraced our team. And it's been a very enlightening and bonding experience for the continuity and connectivity of our team, having those international guys here.
And Coach, I saw this fun stat about your team. You're number 26 in first turnovers in the all of D1. Number 26 of 350 some schools of fourth turnovers. Talk about how important it is to force turnovers on defense and have active hands and knowing your rotations and knowing your personnel to be able to do that.
Yeah, we want to play fast. As you know, being a coach's son, sometimes people play fast. They just think of it offensively. Well, what generates our ability to play fast is our defense and our defensive pressure. You know, forcing teams, making them uncomfortable, being able to get our hands on balls, forcing turnovers, and then getting out in the open floor. So we sell that, hey, you're going to have a lot of freedom in the open floor, but it starts with, you know, the nuts and bolts of digging in, you know, pulling up the shorts and getting after people defensively. And I think our guys have done a great job, and it's not just one guy. We have five guys who are engaged. They're on a string together, you know, and we always talk about it's not one versus one, it's one versus five. And it's amazing what that defensive pressure has been able to do, not only to disrupt teams, but it's also been a really good offense generator for us out in the open floor. And we're pretty explosive. So that's one of the things that we sell. Our guys have bought into that. They work hard at it and they take pride in it, and they want to move up the ladder. 26th in the country isn't good enough for them. They want to move up higher.
No doubt, Coach Les. And also, man, rebound the basketball, but you and I both defend well for 29 seconds. You don't get that rebound, you back at it for 20 more. Talk about the importance of ending possession with a rebound or a steal or the deflection to get out and open and get the offense going early so you can get those primary break, secondary break shots before defense gets set.
Yeah, those first rebounds are huge. And we spend every day working on blockout drills. And, you know, it's just a habit. To me, it's something that if you do it every day, it becomes a habit. If you're just thinking it's going to show up on game night or on game day or when you're scrimmaging, you know, I think that's a little bit of fool's gold. So we make sure that our guys understand. And I've been blessed to be around some really good rebounders over the course of my coaching and playing career. And they always haven't been the tallest or the guy that jumps the highest or the longest. There's a lot to just having some tenacity and the want to go after balls and have some aggressiveness. So we pride ourselves on gang rebounding. And like you said, that first rebound is key, because if we pressure, we're expending a lot of energy on defense. And now you give up a first rebound and stay another 20 seconds on defense, that's going to wear your team down. So we talk about all the time, when we force that missed shot, that we want five guys pursuing the ball, and we still have enough juice then to get out and run. But we got to do our part and block out first.
And Coach Les, also, man, did you see this coming? I know not the line non league was 5-7, but did you see you just getting off this good start, 9-2 in Big West play after going 5-7 in that non league?
Well, I'd be lying, Coach, if I told you I saw it coming. Yeah, I was concerned, you know, around Christmas time. I thought we had underperformed, and it was different in this team, because I thought our practices were really good. There was good intensity. There was good execution. We just weren't carrying over those practices into games. And, you know, I don't know if there was a little bit of stress or strain or performance anxiety, but, you know, we took a different tactic. We had lost a home game to Montana right around Christmas. And, you know, there's a tendency as a coach that, you know, you want to bust out the film the next day. You want to have a tough practice. You kind of want to, you know, rinse the bad game away from your team with just getting after and working. And my assistants talked me into playing a little bit of wiffle ball. So we got the wiffle balls out, and we had a really competitive, engaging game of wiffle ball. And like you said, we got seven guys, international guys. So some of them had never seen wiffle ball before or played baseball. So it turned out to be, you know, one of the most kind of cathartic practices we've had, because kind of guys got back to just having fun. We did it on our court. So it was kind of like when we talked about after the wiffle ball game, like, hey, you guys were communicating, you were competing, but you were laughing and you were having fun. And that's what basketball is. That's what we love to do. And we've got to bring that onto the basketball floor. And if we do that, good things are going to happen, because you guys, you have good habits and you've been practicing well. We just haven't brought that mentality and mindset to the games. And lo and behold, that really got us started with having, you know, just a relaxed mindset on game night and really just putting into practice all the things that they work hard at every day. So Once I saw that, and I think we opened our conference season with Santa Barbara and we get a win on ESPNU at home right after Christmas, I started to feel the momentum of this group building some confidence and a better game day mentality, which has put us at 9-2 and with a chance in February to be playing for a conference championship.
Last one for you, Coach. You got a big weekend, Fullerton at home tomorrow, going over to Hawaii on Saturday. So tell me about those matchups, Coach, and what you sent those guys on film.
Well, first, I think we need you out in Hawaii, you know, to do a little on-site cover, you know. So if you can meet us out there, you know, it'd be good to see you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach, if I didn't have the Hawks game on Saturday, I'd be out there, man. We got the Houston Rockets on Saturday, and we got the Bulls on Monday. And then All-Star breaks.
I'll let you slide this time. No, we got, you know, Fullerton comes in town. We had a really good close game there a couple weeks ago. We won by 2 late in the game, and it's a good athletic team. We're telling our guys, you know, that their record doesn't, and the guys know that because we played them once already. Their record isn't indicative of how talented this team is. So we've got a lot of respect for them. We know we're going to play well. And plus, when you're at and near the top of the standings, you're getting everybody's best shot. So we know we're going to get Fullerton's best shot. And then it's always a challenge. You know, we'll play Thursday night. Friday, we'll jump on that plane and head to Hawaii. So, you know, there's some travel circumstances involved. And Saturday night, we got to be ready to go because Hawaii is always really good on the island. They draw a big crowd, and there'll be good energy and juice in the building. So we're trying to get back home to watch the Super Bowl with hopefully 2 wins under our belt, and puts us closer towards, you know, us competing for a regular season championship here in the Big West.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope we talk again in March after you go to the big dance at the Winner Tournament, man.
Hey, I'd love to be on again talking about that, boss man. Thank you so much. Appreciate what you do for college basketball. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you, Coach. It was good to talk to you, man. It was fun, man.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.